Blog Talk Radio.
Rockin', what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full.
Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Rush Town Management. But check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in
full.
This is the remix, y'all. Of course, the Soul Searchers was the first track you heard, and now you're hearing Eric B. Rakim. Paid in full, your DJ, baby.
Thinking of a master plan. Cause ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up for lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money, I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I thrive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper. Me and Eric being a nice big plate of fish, which is my favorite dish. But without no money it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. Soon as a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
Scratch for you. We're going to keep it going right here on Sampling the Sampler, y'all. See if you know this song right here. Let's start off with Lou Reed, Gia.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. She was everybody's darling, but she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do.
Come on, Tribe Called Quest, let's get it. Yeah. And that's the mixed spot, your old ass D in the place to be. That boy bad. Hey, Q-Tip. Hey, Fife, get it. Check one, two. Sampler the sampler. Hey, it's your boy, old ass D. Show you my acumen on wheels.
Can I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it?
Can
I kick it? Well, I'm gone. Can I kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does? Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. Our life's filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
Funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yeah, yeah, hey ya. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player, as you inhale like a breath of fresh air.
Of course, you know how it is on WBNN Beverly Nation. Now, you really got to listen real, real close to Peter Gans to see if you can pick up on the sample. Twice sample to sampling. Peter Gans and Salude, Vercolande. That thing, Gans. I love what you're doing, man. And now the far side gets into it, right? Remember? Y'all remember? Y'all remember? Huh?
time to time. And every man's life when he's got a handle shit up on his own. Can't depend on friends to help you in a sweet plea. They got problems of their own. Just for the count on selling chicken shit, don't get to heaven till they face these fears and these fears on. Just to get that back up in high school, I played it cool just so the real shit won't get full blown. Being where I'm from, they let the smoke come quicker than the evil redneck killing to help the color figure. And as a victim, I am really low key. Feel the keyhole itself got lower than me. So I stood up and let my free form for free. Said I'm gonna get some before they knocking out me. I don't sweat it, I let the bullshit blow it to freeze. In other words, just to freeze.
Boy, old ass, he on wheels to steal. Showing you how to sample these samples.
1995, and now that I'm older, stress weighs on my shoulders, heavy as boulders. But I told y'all, until the day that I die, I still will be a soldier. That's all I told ya. That's all I showed ya. That's all I told ya. Sanity is within my sanity, can it be?
That I'm a celebrity who's on the brink.
Now don't be wishing to switch in any positions with me.
Me.
Cause when you in my position, it ain't never easy. Do any type of maintaining, cause all the gaming and training from entertaining is hella straining to the brain. But I can't keep running, I just gotta keep keen and cunning.
Can't keep running away.
Side. You know what I mean? Mix that thing up, man, with Peter Gans right there. Now, of course, the next sample, you know, I'm going to take you way back to a movie in 1969. My man Dave McCallum did this thing. So you are mad going to get that, you know what I mean, that feeling. Sample the samples. and now, West Coast stand up. Drizzy, Snoop Dogg, man, I'm a genius.
Fucking Eagle Double G.
Snoop Dogg.
Da, 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with the D.R.E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this motherfucker.
Shit up. DP, GC, my nigga turn that shit up. CPT, LBC, yeah we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Thug niggas, drug dealers, yeah they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slipped my hoe a 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker just to swing in my hair. Bitch, quit talking, quit walk if you down with the set. Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back, that's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be relieving the stress.
It's the motherfucking D.R.E.
Dr. Dre, motherfucker.
You know I'm mobbing with the D.O.G. Straight off the fucking streets of CBT. King up the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Look, the bill rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, nigga, what? Dre and Snoop chronic down in the lag. With Doc in the back, sipping on yak. Clipping the strap, dipping through hood. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. This California love, this California bug. Got a nigga gang of pubs. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team's wrong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust song for the 2-0-0. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Hey, well my niggas who be thinking we saw. Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, Nate Dogg. Right there, you have Dave McCollum with the mixed sample assembly with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Now, I got one for you before we start our show. Now, let's go there because we ain't got that much time. Anybody like Joe Cocker? For y'all's. Come, y'all. Here it comes. Yeah. EPMD in your place, baby. Paris Smith and Eric Sermon, my man, and your boy Olaf E.O. Wilson. Steel.
Yo.
And special guests on my show is the K
to the S to the O-L-O.
And me,
the capital D, the O, the C, the A-K-A, the P, the M, the D.
And me, the E to the D to the O to the U to the B to the L to the E.
It's time, P, to rip the M, the I, the C.
So knick-knack, tally-whack, give a dog a bone case solo.
Yo,
I pass P the microphone.
Nah, black,
why, T?
To each his own. So knick-knack, tally-whack, give the dog a bone, ayo. I pass E the microphone.
It's me, yes, the MC Grand Royal, who loves rapping, and to it I stay loyal. I can't tell, you ain't caught up in my spell. You dwell on the other crab and seeds that fell. Apart from the start, I didn't know the art of rapping, to keep the people's hands clapping, but me, I know the way it should be. The flow slow, like me and PMD, and that black will make you real fat, a real swinger, and a real cool cat, like a jazz player, or someone on the accordion, producing crazy hits like if I was Barry Gordon. Here's a tip to show you how to rip a crab in half and watch his body flip. So me, the E, I come equipped, heavy ammunition, so I don't have to dip. So listen to this funky fresh lesson, the way I dropped it and the way that I was flexing. So knick-knack, tatty-whack, give a dog a bone, P and D.
Yo,
I pass a load of microphone.
Yo, I'll pass.
Why solo?
To each his own. Yo, knick-knack, tatty-whack, give a dog a bone. Yo, I pass P the microphone.
As I take the stage with the festive gear, I start to show off with all your hands in the air. Because the older I get, the harder I kick, using my rap boot style for my rap boot flick. Got my big old shit, another instant list, like a jack-o'-lantern on the Halloween tip. Cause as the bass thumps, VU meters peak, or pens and pads are drawn as the teacher speaks. Because a naive rapper tried to steal the flow, but the buck stops here, cause I'ma let you know. No swinging or knuckles, strictly ammo. Cause as I dust, bust, crush, and then rush, I suck a new jack with no ifs, ands, or buts. You roll with the good times, we like to roll with rust. I drive a rock,
I drive a van.
You ride the bus, we'll get out the mustard crab, because it's time to catch up. And in the act of war, P refused to let up. Wanna gonna be, wanna be, soon to be, whatever's clever. And any type of weather, cause two birds of a feather always flock together. So knick-knack, patty-whack, give the dog a bone case solo. I pass you the microphone.
I pass.
Y-E, to each his own.
So knick-knack, patty-whack, give a dog a bone, ayo. I pass a load of microphone. Yo, my style's aggressive like a pitbull terrier. Harder it sounds and wax, the more the merrier. Maestro, though, releases beats for me, so I can rig up ahead and get paid easily. People, gather round, listen to my flow. Yo, so I can prove that I'm the true solo. So many suckers have bit my name in vain. Punk rappers thought I was sleeping, but solo came to so many places. All the rappers' faces are called itself solo. I made them erase it. I'm solo, no name lender or pretender. Yo, I am the solo, the only solo contender. Duck MCs grab my name and bid it boldly, put it behind the name and ate this up like ravioli. I heard it on Kiss with Rat Alert and Chuck. A rapper said he went solo. I said, what the fuck? My man came over and said, yo, I thought we heard you. Jokes on you, you heard a biting ass too. They bit my name, I want it back, and it's a fact. Yo, PMD, tell him,
damn, you shouldn't have did that.
The record, what do I stand for? One lonely rapper on the stage, you get one single applause. Give me a break, my brother. My name stands for Kevin Self. Organization left others. My name's no game for those who claim to use my name in vain, cause their name sounds plain. I remain the same, my flow of style won't change. Yo, the name of the game is for the real solo to explain. I don't know which way you ran or came. I know you're vain, I hate your name. Your shame, playing the game that drove you insane. They walk around puddles, snow in the rain, with a cane, nothing to gain but shame. And my momentum of the fast flow around will get them tame. The pain and no fame, no title of the game, nobody but the real K-S-O-L-O to blame. When I S-P-E-L-L, Barry W-E-L-L, people all out there can T-E-L-L, rhymes that I got, alright, well that's the L-L. For those who don't believe me, can go to H-E-L-L. I'm from C-I-L-I-F-L-Y, like a B-R-I-D in the S-K-Y. Don't even T-R-Y to be dash Y. L-I-N-E's belong to M-I-N-E. I'm making they take, some rappers imitate. Yo, it solo, here's the make party sway. People, I won't take any kind of losses. Battling rappers, grabbing the mic and using resources. Like how so you take your...
And that's how this show is going to go tonight. Of course, welcome to WBNN. This is your wonderful proprietor, Dr. Oladele Malay-Wingosi, and welcome to We Will Wear You by the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever. My main man, Mr. Jello, and follow the fellow, Mr. Huni Pakatu. Now, of course, tonight we're sponsored by Vraylar. Now, of course, you guys that have little bipolar issues, see a doctor before you choose Vraylar. And, of course, we're broadcasting live out of beautiful downtown Lagos, Nigeria. And, of course, streaming from the home of it, the cradle of it since 2013 in Roslyn, Pennsylvania, United States of America. Now, of course, you know, like normal, after our wonderful sponsorship and the work of my commissioner, and then the theme song for my man, the next voice you will hear be none other than Huni Pakatu. The call letters, y'all. WBNN Nigeria. It starts right now.
Struggling with the highs and lows of bipolar 1? Ask about Vraylar. Because you are greater than your bipolar 1. And you can help take control of your symptoms with Vraylar. Some medicines only treat the lows or highs. Vraylar treats depressive, acute manic, and mixed episodes of bipolar 1 in adults. Proven full-spectrum relief for all bipolar 1 symptoms. And in Vraylar clinical studies, most saw no substantial impact on weight. Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, weight gain, and high cholesterol may occur. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are common side effects. Sleepiness and stomach issues are also common. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Ask about Vraylar and learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. What do we have to do but to encourage everyone who's listening to the tone of my voice to tune in to WBNN, because tonight's show is definitely going to be one for the Hall of Records. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133. You press 1 to engage and speak to me directly. And we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. I just gave you the digits. So I want y'all to put on a seatbelt, because tonight we got a lot of superstars that's going to be on the WBNN radio station tonight. Okay? Now, some of you out there, I'm going to do part of my advancement, as I always do, that pretty much haven't achieved much, or you might be thinking that you haven't achieved too much. But the devil's a lie. Everyone who made it to this side, I want y'all to hear me clearly. Everyone who made it to this side to be able to make it to the physical plane, okay, you had already achieved greatness, because you raced against millions and millions of other beings that was also striving to get here. And guess what? By virtue of the fact that you're here means that you was able to get there before the rest of them, myself included. So tonight's subject, or advancement as I like to call it, will be from nominee to enshrining. Now, for those of my special guests that's up here tonight, we all went through the rough and ready. We all paid the cost to be able to be at the level of where we're at. So now, I'm going to ask Hall of Fame four times, the good doctor himself, to take us to the first break. And then I'm going to be reintroducing to some and introducing to others one of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasters for our company and for this part of the universe and beyond. We're going to start off with the living legend, the comet himself, Terry Strength. So Hall of Fame four times, if you will, do us the honor.
Let's go right to it. Now, of course, you know, tonight, you know, we're doing sampling the sampler. And, of course, I did the, you know, half an hour thing, you know what I mean? Wheels are still last key. Now we're going to go to Washington, D.C., Mr. Honey Bakatoon. Are you ready for the honey drippers? And then I'm going to let you know who I'm going to sample that sample to. You ready, sir?
Yes, indeed. Let's get it.
I did it. Shan.
Hey, Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Marl in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. They used to do it out in the park. Every place that said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jabby Jack. Larry Ladd, third, least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gaz. Faith Brothers made you get loose. They were down with a brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the park, they had to see, cause you was in
the bridge.
Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright. Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight. Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had bet to run. Cause you're in
the bridge. Wheels of steel.
Don't never listen to what nobody's saying.
if the beat stop rocking. The bridge will keep it rocking if the beat stop rocking. The bridge will keep it rocking till the beat stop rocking. The kids keep it rocking till the bridge stop rocking. The kids will keep it rocking and the bridge stop rocking. The bridge will keep it rocking if the kids stop rocking. The bridge will keep it rocking till the beat stop rocking. The kids will keep it rocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from. They just came from off tour. They want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
That boy on last year, wheels of steel. That boy, man, he bad, baby.
Wow, welcome back. We will await your attentive listening audience. I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all, but the Good Gospel Hall of Fame four-time is really, really taking me back to the days of the Brooklyn Walk, the D.C. Bounce. Some of y'all remember the walk back in the day. Wow, welcome back, I'm telling you. All right, on tonight's advancement, we are talking about from nominee to enshrining, okay? Now, myself included, but I'm going to save myself for last. The first gentleman I want to introduce to you, I want to give you all a little backdrop. Not only is he my brother, I had the honor of being his campaign manager during the period of time because there's a transition that you have to go through. You receive your nomination, then you have to go through a transition period, sort of like an incubator stage where months go by. You're not even sure what the delegates is going to do. We go through a process where we receive emails. We're encouraging people to call in and cast their vote or send an email to cast their vote for us. We go through that whole ordeal. But this gentleman here, not only did he incarnate to do such a great work on his own show, and that is to Know Your Rights. His name is Terrence Strength. And I want to introduce to some and reintroduce to others my brother, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame enshrinee, Mr. Ted Strength. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can, Hooney. How are you doing this evening?
Much better now to hear your tone of voice, man. Tonight, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on with me for this particular advancement. Because what I want to do, along with the listening audience, because I wasn't there, and there's really three questions I want you to answer, you know, one after the other, and be specific as you possibly can. Take me and the rest of the, first of all, introduce yourself to some people who may not know you. Let's start off that way first.
Well, as Hooney, as he said to the listening audience, my name is Terrence. But my stage name is Terrence Strength. I'm the host of the show Know Your Rights or / Spirituality, A New Perspective. And I was given that name by Brother O. When I came on, when he asked me, when I first met him, he asked me what did I want to talk about or whatever. And I was referred to him by a good friend of ours, Shango McDuffie. And I said, spirituality. He was like, okay, we're going to see what you got. He said, I'm not playing around with you. And that's kind of how I got started, you know. He had a slot that opened up. At first it wasn't a slot, then it opened up. And he said, well, I see what you have. And I just remember being very nervous in the very beginning. At that time, we were on Talk Show, so like around 500,000 listeners or something like that, maybe even less. And I just remember being very nervous, and that's where the journey began. And I didn't know what was going to come out of what I was talking about and everything, but it kind of grew from there. So that's kind of how I got started. That was over four years ago.
For me. And let me also do the honor right quick. This gentleman that y'all are listening to right now, he came on and had the audacity to get all of these championships. Matter of fact, he's the first and the only so far with our great company of WBNN to go almost 2 years, if I'm correct. Good doctor, correct me if I'm wrong. As far as I know, that's what you did for not only our great company of WBNN, but you did it for the rest of our world that we know it, as well as the entire universe that we know of it. I mean, to me, you know, I'm not even talking about the content in the show. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, unlike me, this young man takes time to go live, a lot of, you know, live video during his show. So he's working harder than an octopus. And I'm telling you, the camera loves my brother. I mean, he got a smile that'll melt an iceberg. And I just thank you so much, man, for doing what you have done so far and what you continue to do. So now, take me and the rest of the listening audience back to that moment when you received that call from Hall of Fame 4 times, and he let you know that you was being watched and nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Take me back to that moment, if you can remember, sir.
Well, first of all, I was shocked, to say the least. I was shocked, and then I was honored because, you know, the way I looked at myself, you know, I looked up to, you know, Brother O and Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatun. They were like I saw them as my mentors and everything. So I was used to hearing all these great things about them. And next thing you know, he told me I was nominated, and I was like, I thought he was joking, or it was a mistake or something like that. So I was really shocked. You know, I was shocked, and then he started explaining why and everything. And I was really humbled by it, you know, humbled and honored by it. I mean, what could I say, you know? So to be mentioned in the same, you know, category as, you know, great Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatun himself, I was like, wow, because I didn't see that coming. I mean, these guys, they spit out Connection Records like they, you know, like they're raining or something, like it's raining. It's just raining Connection Records and things like that. So, I mean, Huni got like 100. All I could say was, well, I'll never catch that. You know, Jerry Petito, well, I'll never catch that, you know, not in his lifetime. So it was, and then, of course, legendary Andrea Presley. So the way I saw it, I was just happy to be slightly mentioned. So when he told me that, I was extremely humbled and shocked by it, to say the least, Tony.
Wow. And see, it's stuff like that not only makes you a candidate for such a prestigious position to be in, because humility and humbleness goes a long way. You know, and that take me back, or take us back, to that period of time. So now you done received the nomination. Now we got to go through that period where, and again, I had the honor of being your campaign manager, receiving emails, encouraging other people to cast their vote, and, you know, write words of encouragement. And trust me, anyone who watched your live videos or listened to your tone of voice and the content in which you give to us night after night, I mean, to me, that's what makes the difference, because you got millions upon millions of people that have been nominated, not just with our great company, but look at just broadcasters. And one thing I like love about, not just like, but love about alternative radio, because it goes so far, not just your local radio station, but alternative radio is broadcast all around the world, translated in different languages and stuff like that. So take me back to
right.
That point just before the enshrinement, you know, where we're waiting.
Yeah, so, you know, of course Brother O was in my ear and had me more nervous, and he was like, Terrace, you know, they're on the fence, but you should get through, I don't know. I was like, oh, God, you know what I mean? And so it was just, you know, I think he told me, he said, now you got to hit these next shows, you got to hit them so you can make it and everything. And so, you know, I just try to hear it, and I just try to have shows. I just want to make a difference. You know, I want to do shows that I feel can really help people. And that's the formula that I leaned on to get the 33 in a row and everything. And then I had to go back again. I went through a period where I didn't have Connection Records. And then when Brother O hit me with that, he was like, Terrace, you know, you need four or five more, something like that, he said. I remember him saying that. I was like, oh, here we go. You know, and I think I rambled off a lot more than that. I think I rambled off a lot more that I hit it and everything. But I just tried to lean on that. I just tried to focus on the content and trying to put material out there that I feel could help people in their relationships and becoming better people and things like that and everything. But I heard it, you know, Brother O didn't let me forget about it, but, you know, I had to focus and, you know, calm down and, you know, try to see the results that I was trying to get, basically. So it was a lot of pressure. Like I said, he stayed on me and reminded me of what was at stake. And so I just tried to put shows together, you know. That's all you could do is to try to do your best.
And, man, did you do it. If I could feel the pressure that you was under by me being your campaign manager. But the Kenny Blitzman audience, that type of pressure created the diamond that you're listening to right now. And next, go back to that night when you was finally went from nominee to entrinee. That sacred night. Take us back to that moment, if you will.
It was an honor. It was a sigh of relief, and it was an honor, and you know, to be mentioned, you know, in the same, you know, breaths as my mentors on here. I mean, I had no idea when I started doing this that it would, you know, it would get this far. I had no idea. I don't know what I expected, but I certainly wasn't thinking that and everything. So you never know, you know. Once we take action and just take those steps to get started. But I was really honored and humbled to be mentioned in that class. And, you know, Brother O let me know what it meant and everything. And it was just like, wow, you know. So to say the least, it's changed things for me going forward, because I kind of see where, you know, where I want to be and what I want to do. And, you know, I wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for this great, you know, this great company. You know, I wouldn't have known. I kind of discovered myself here. And so I want to thank you guys for that, you know, for your support and mentorship with that. But it was just an honor. I was surprised and glad and relieved. And a lot of pressure,
you know,
homie. And they had the gun.
Hey, like I say, and you became a diamond. You already was a diamond in the rough. But that type of pressure made you into a smooth, sparkling, intelligent diamond that you can't even put a price tag on. Now, let me add my input on what it means to the terrestrial beings who watch us, who keep a record on everything that we do. And we give thanks to the digital age in which we're in. You know, long when I started recording, and especially with some of the stuff that Hall of Fame four times putting down, we came from that analog age where we had a beat and a rest and a beat and a rest. Now with the digital age, everything is recorded nonstop, okay? So now not only is it being recorded and written in our own personal book of life, this thing here, long after our time is up, on Mission Planet Earth, being enshrined into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame is going to outlast the sands of time. Now, those of you who know me, that I'm third generation from the land of Afuanu or Nuba, and it's customary for us to take a vow, not in a form of worship, but out of respect and the type of divine love that I have for you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. I take a bow to you to show you divine love and respect in which you have earned. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm proud of you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. And don't go nowhere, because we got some other ones that's coming up. So now, good doctor, I don't know about you, Paris Prince, but the good doctor has been throwing down all the way up to this moment. So I'm waiting to hear what he's about to put on next. So if you will, do us the honor.
Well, first of all, Honey Bakatoon, you know, Mashing Man Haru, all them names you got, because I love all of them, you know what I mean, because I'm a ski, you know what I'm saying? But the good doctor got something for you. Now, I want you to really pay attention, okay, Haru, to this sample. You know, you're going to catch it. And once you catch it, I'm going to play the track. Amalgamate. Sampling the sample. And let's get it. Tom Scott.
Shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten because the girl loved drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Silly rolled down, you would tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. I recall a man off the family tree. My right-hand Papa Doc, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father when my biological didn't bother. Taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad ticker, but I'm clocking Pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese mother at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune. I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real.
reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. T to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live cause I got no choice and run my own business like my Aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect due when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Wow. Amazing. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Aware You. You're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Remember, the number to call in is 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with me and my special honored guest. But before we open the lines up for joint adventures, we have the Hall of Famous Terry Strength, in case you just missed it. And now, next up to bat is a real Italian style. Trust me. I know, this young lady hits hard. I'll get into that a little bit later. But I had the honor of not only meeting Jerry Petito when she came to our great company here at WBNN. Not only is she competitive, but she's an author, one of the best poets of our day and time. And she even did something very special to me and for me that I'm going to speak about at the close of the show. So you don't want to miss that. So now, just like before, I want to reintroduce to some and introduce to others my sister, my friend, Jerry Petito.
Hi, Huni.
Hey, what's going on?
My Ebony Elvis, how are you, baby?
Hey, we doing it up. We doing it big tonight. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Always for you.
Wow. What I wanted to do on this particular advancement, Jerry, with so many things, you know, for the most part, I not only try to be inspirational but motivational, but some people don't have a Sherlock Holmes clue at all about what it means to actually be a winner. And like I started the show out, each one of us who made it to this side started off as winners. And one way or another, some of us got lost. Some of us, yourself, myself, Wanda Dre, Hall of Fame 4 times, and Terry Spence, and many others that's not named, have made it, especially when it came to internet alternative radio broadcasting. You know, for some people who don't know you, let me and the rest of the listening audience know some about yourself, and then we're going to get into the 3 questions, okay?
Sure. So everybody, my name is Jerry Petito. I'm a radio show host, The Jerry Petito Show. I'm an author. I wrote a book called I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumbass, because 32 years ago I was a dumbass. I changed my life, and God is so good, because here I am today now helping others. I'm a recovery coach. I'm also a nutritional health coach. I cured myself of 2 cancers over 25 years ago naturally. Now I help people with sickness as well. And I never take any of that for granted, because I always say, if I didn't go through the things I had to go through, I couldn't help the people I'm helping today. So I thank God for all of it.
That's right. All praises to the Almighty. Now, Jerry, take me back, because I wasn't there, but I want you to go back, not so much the date of it, but when you received the call from Hall of Fame four times that you was being watched. And I know you wrote a poem about it, right? We'll get into that hopefully. But take me back to the moment when you received that call that you was being nominated for this prestigious hall.
So it was crazy. I mean, I came on board in 2018. So, you know, I guess I was on, you know, Brother O would know exactly, but I'll say maybe I was with, you know, at the time Beverly Nation for about a year, right? I'm assuming something like that, and maybe not even. And I'll never, ever forget. I'm in the car with my daughter. We're driving. And, you know, if you call me, it'll go through my car speaker. And it was Brother O, and I said, hey. And he said something different that he addressed me differently than he's ever addressed me prior. And this is what he said. Hello, Geraldine Petito. Are you sitting down? He has never done that prior to that. It was always, hey, Jer. So I go, yes, I'm actually sitting in the car with my daughter. And Tiffany says, hi. And he says, Geraldine Petito, I want to tell you. And he told me. And I was like, excuse me, what? What did you just say? I was blown away. My daughter's looking at me like, what did he just say? And I was just in shock, Looney. I could not believe that. First of all, again, I was with, you know, Beverly Nation maybe a year, quite, you know, maybe just a little under, whatever it was, but I didn't expect that to ever come, you know, at my door. I was blown away, shocked to say the least.
I know that's right, but it's well deserved because some people may not know the content, the type of influence that you had over my life and many others that you have came in contact with, or we have came in contact with you, the work that you have put in through your poetry, and you just constantly, constantly give. And I'm telling you, anyone who's listening to this show tonight, this is what my overall intent is for, to re-inspire you. I want us all to get back into the game of life, because one way or another, like I said in the beginning, many of us have stopped and lost our will, okay? So what better person to be on to invite these Hall of Famers so we can offer some encouragement with all the things that happened in our world? Okay, so then that was phase one. Then you go through that period. We all went through that, right? You're going through the period where you have a campaign manager and receiving emails, we're encouraging people to cast their vote. Take me and the listening audience to that point when you was going, I call it the incubator stage. What was
okay.
going through your mind, or how were you feeling during that period of time?
Well, believe it or not, Brother O was my campaign manager. And I'll never forget when the night that I finally met you and Brother O, and you guys came to that show I was putting on with the Capris, remember? You flew in to meet me and to be at the show. And what did he sing? He had Michael D'Amore singing in the back room, High Hopes. She's Got High Hopes. Okay, so that
was my theme
song for my campaign from Brother O. And, you know, it was a little different when I didn't really, I don't even think I had the criteria of too many championships yet at that point. Because, like I said, I was there probably close to a year. But because I was on so many different networks, I was on five or six networks at the time. And that is what really made them unanimously vote for me. But waiting for it, I was just, I'm going to be honest, and I'm going to say this. I'm not even sure if I've ever said this to Brother O. But being nominated was enough for me at that point. Because I was like, when would I have ever thought I would have ever been nominated for something like this? So I remember getting messages from good friends of mine that have known me my whole life. And they're like, Jerry, you know, you probably aren't going to get in because, you know, you haven't been doing radio too long, but you know being nominated, I said, yeah, it's incredible. So there was a little piece of me that thought the nomination is going to be it for me, and I was okay with that. So, you know, it was a little different. It wasn't like I was biting at the bit saying, I got to make this championship, I got to make this, I got to make this. That it was a little different back then.
I totally agree. Now, a lot of people, and thank you for sharing that, Jay, a lot of people underestimate the power of being nominated for something. And I'm going to take this moment. There's a couple of people I want to mention that was also nominated, okay? I'm not going to mention them by name, but by virtue of the fact that you was nominated, you got millions and millions and millions of other broadcasters and people who, you know, a nomination is a nomination. Not only have you been recognized, like I said, a lot of times we're being watched a lot of times in by people that you don't even think that's actually watching you or listening to you. Don't be surprised, but that nomination is major. So I stand with you on that. Okay, so now, the night of the enshrinement, take us to that point in time of your life.
Well, you know, when I got that call from Brother O, I, you know, we know when we're getting the call to tell us either way. So I actually took off from work that day because I knew no matter what the verdict was going to be, I was going to cry. Whether it was a yes or a no, I was going to cry. And I took off from work. I'll never forget it. And when Brother O called me, this is what he said, Geraldine Petito. And then I knew I was in. And I just started crying. And I thought, the great Andrea Presley, here I am with her as well. And, you know, Brother O was also nominated in 2019, right, for DJ. I mean, so it was just emotional for so many reasons. And, you know, I'm getting emotional now only because you're taking me back to that momentous time that was just unbelievable for me. And I want to say, everyone else, all the other guests you have tonight that are in Terra Strength, right? You, Brother O, I mean, I look up to all of you. I look up to all of you. And I'm just so proud to be bunched in with you guys.
Absolutely amazing. I want to say this before Hall of Fame four times, the good doctor. Hit us some more with that sound therapy that he's dropping tonight, right? For anyone who hasn't seen, I know you're listening to her tone of voice, right? But if to be able to see Jerry Petito in person, trust me, the photos don't do her justice. When I tell you that this young lady is absolutely gorgeous, really, okay, and have a heart of gold, a true woman of God, okay, a true woman of God. And I want to personally thank you for what you did for me, right? Because you also, just like Brother O was for you, the good doctor was for you, for a period of time, you also was my campaign manager.
Yeah.
But we'll get into that a little bit later. Okay. Thank you so much. Put it on pause. Don't go nowhere because we have another International Internet Radio Hall of Fame that I'm going to reintroduce to some and introduce to others after Hall of Fame four times. Do us the honor.
Well, I'll go right back into my bag, of course, you know, digging in the crate. Now, Brother Hooney, I'm going to really bless your soul tonight. You're going to test the most holy. Are you ready for my sample, the sampler?
Yes, indeed. Bring it on.
Let's go to Lauryn Hill, you know what I mean, with the Inquiry of Mystery. And then you'll hear the song Actor, because all of y'all got good ears, right?
Let's get it.
It's the mystery of iniquity. It's the misery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down. Telling you all, it all falls down. Children,
y'all can't handle the truth in a courtroom of lies. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments, publicized. It's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on the paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator. The faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor. Deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors. For status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security. Holding the word of
God. Oh, in it all,
yeah.
The real one, baby.
I'm telling you,
huh. Yeah, I did it.
Up.
Kanye, baby.
South side.
We gon' set this party all right.
West side.
We gon' set this party all right. Man, I promise. She's so self-conscious. She has no idea what she's doing in college. That major that she majored in don't make no money. But she won't drop out. Her parents to look at her funny. Now, tell me that ain't insecure. The concept of school seems so secure. Sophomore 3 years, ain't picked a career. She like, fuck it, I'll just stay down her and do it. Cause that's enough money to buy her a few pairs of new ears. Cause her baby daddy don't really care. She's so precious with the peer pressure. Couldn't afford a car, so she named her daughter a lady. Yeah, hair so long that it looked like weave. Then she cut it all off, now she look like Eve. And she be dealing with some issues that you can't believe. Single black female, addicted to retail as well. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on. And when it all falls down, man, I promise. I'm so self-conscious. That's why you always see me with at least one of my watches. Rollies and posses and drove me crazy. I can't even pronounce nothing. Pass that for safety. Then I spent $400 on this. Just to be like, nigga, you ain't up on this. And I can't even go to the grocery store without some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. We live in the American dream. The people high up got the lowest self-esteem. The prettiest people do the ugliest thing. For the road to riches and diamond rings. Shine because they hate us. Floss because they the greatest. We trying to buy back our 40 acres. And for that paper, look how low we a stoop. Even if you in a band, you still a nigga. Come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on. And when it all falls down, I say fuck the police, that's how I treat them. We buy our way out of jail, but we can't buy freedom. We'll buy a lot of clothes, but we don't really need them. Things we buy to cover up what's inside. Cause they made us hate ourselves and love they wealth. That's why shorty's hollering where the ball is at. Drug dealer by Jordan, crack kid by crack. And the white man get paid off for all of that. But I ain't even gonna act totally other than that. Cause fuck it, I went to Jacob with 25 now. Before I had a house and I do it again. Cause I wanna be on 106 and far, pushing the bands. I wanna act for all of it like it's all terrific. I got a couple pass through bills, I won't get specific. I got a problem with spending before I get it. We all self-conscious, I'm just the first to admit. Yeah, come on. And when it falls down, who you gonna call now? Come on. And when it all falls down, South side, we gon' set this party on fire.
Can't keep working like this. This grave shift is like a slave ship.
Welcome back, attendees, listening audience. Wow. Welcome back, attendees, listening audience. Man, you know what? The Hall of Fame 4 times. I don't know what I'm going to do with you, fam. Anyway, look, you are tuned in to We Will Aware You, as we're speaking about from nominee to enshrinee, along with my special honored guest. So now, next up to bat is a young lady that I met when I became a part of this great company of WBNN, not only was she a trendsetter for all of us, she's the one, as I like to call, my upline. I always said that no matter how high I get, I'm always going to be looking up to this young lady. And, you know, I'm very, very humble and give thanks to the Almighty that she decided to come out of retirement and bliss, we will win you tonight, okay? And I want Wonder Dre to share with you and me how it felt. Okay, but first I want you, Wonder Dre, to reintroduce yourself to some people who may not know you.
Hi out there, everyone. My name is Andrea Presley, and I am one of the Hall of Famers that had the experience. I would say the I'm just overwhelmed with the fact that, first of all, that it's your time, and to have the experience is the ultimate experience, and I'm proud to be a part of this platform with, you know, so many people who have put in the work and the time, and it's an honor and privilege to even come back and talk about it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Look, what I want to do, Wanda Dre, is because I wasn't there, and I want you to take me and the rest of the listening audience back to that moment when you received that call that you was being nominated.
Wow. I remember being at work that day, and Brother O, he was calling and he was texting, and I was like, hey, I got to call you back. You know, I'm at work. Can't really get on the phone right now. He was like, I got something to tell you. Let me know if you can, you know, pull to the side or, you know, step out for a minute. I'm like, okay. I'll let you know as soon as I can get that little break. So I think by that time he wound up texting me. And when he texted me, I was like, wait a minute, what is he talking about? And I think he might be texting the wrong person. So, you know, he was like, congratulations, Dwayne, you know, for being a part of the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, huh? So I say, okay, now by this point, I'm like, excuse me for a second. I got to step outside. Dwayne, what are you talking about? So he tells me, hey, you know, congratulations, you in the Hall of Fame, and you have been nominated. And I'm like, are you serious right now? Like, please don't play this joke, right? I just couldn't believe it. I was so humbled by it because this was a step of faith for me. I came in, I didn't have any experience with radio. I just was coming in doing what I do and, you know what I'm saying, and also just being myself. And, you know, to see the blessing along the journey, it was just like, wow, I'm here? Me? You sure, me? So, yeah, that's where I was at.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And what I want to do is I want people to get a glimpse of not only the night of the enshrinement. Would you take us back to that moment, if you will?
Yes. So the night that I was inducted into the Hall of Fame was very, very special for me. For one, I had my brother who introduced me into the Hall of Fame that evening. So that was a blessing to have him on the show. I also can remember, like, just being so excited, like, so bubbly. That whole day was just, I'm telling everybody at work, I'm telling everybody, hey, guys, you got to hear this. I got introduced as the Hall of Fame, and I'm going to be doing this tonight, and da-da-da-da-da. I was just, like, overwhelmed. Like, the excitement was, like, there, like 99.9, like I was just on cloud nine. I just couldn't believe it. So yes, the excitement was in the air, and it encouraged me. It really encouraged me to do even more work, to really be on my A game. And it took a lot to get there, but it encourages other people as well. Like what you put into, you know, as far as your efforts and stuff like that, it pays off. You know, your fruits and your labors, it pays off. So, yes, I was very honored and blessed, excited, and all the above.
Wait a minute. I got something for both of them. And first of all, right now, little feedback on the line right now, you know, and I know that Wonder Dre right now is on Honey Bakatoon's line, and we're so glad to have her on. I have something for Wonder Dre. So, Wonder Dre, and I want you to talk to me right now. Wonder Dre, how you feel?
I am feeling well. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. You sure? You sure? You sure? Huh?
I am.
Bye.
And, of course, you know what I mean, 2020 Wonder Woman theme, and, of course, 1976 Wonder Woman theme. I love you, twin. Yes, all the folks out there, you know, had to make sure that young people knew what that was, and then going back to 76. Yeah.
Twin. Wow, that was awesome. That was an awesome experience again. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I do. I really do. That was the theme song that came on. When you heard that song, you knew I was coming in. I was on the air. Love it. Nice experience.
Yes indeed. I mean, what an honor. What an honor it is for you to be blessing. We will awake you tonight with your presence and taking us back down such a precious memory. Okay.
So hold on, guys. Hold on a second. Twin, do me a favor. We're going to do one real time right now. Mute your phone real quick because there's a little bit of feedback in the background. Mute your phone. And Hundi Bakatoon, we're going to get it right there and together. There you go. All right. There he is. You know what I mean? Getting that together. Go ahead, Hundi.
All right. Can you hear me? Can you
loud
hear
and
me?
Clear.
Okay. Look, what we're going to do now is it's going to help you to do some more of that sound therapy. When we come back, I'm going to take time to question you because you also went from nominee to enshrinee. So get your DJ on right now, Hall of Fame four times, and when you come back, I want you to take us from that step of nominee to enshrinee, okay?
Now, listen here. Of course, you know, it's my turn, right? So I got to get you that right feeling, Hundi Bakatoon. Let's take it to Isaac Hayes. And, of course, in the beginning, you're going to know the song anyway. Let's go.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. Yeah. At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. Every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching me act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating the joint for traps. Taking my telephone for tests. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind's playing tricks on you. I make big money, I drive big cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Look at that move that I ran off the block. Well,
Put the left in the Popeyes and better die quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured. I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw them, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder, peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out for business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with, and then I'm worry free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after, and if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me it seems like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now I'm feeling lonely. My mind is playing tricks on me.
Halloween fell on a weekend. Me and Ghetto Boys are trick-or-treating, robbing little kids for bags, till an old man got behind our ass. So we speeded up the pace, took a look back, and he was right before our face. He be in for a squabble, no doubt, so I swung and hit the nigga in his mouth. He was going down, we figured, but this wasn't no ordinary nigga. He stood about 6 or 7 feet. Now that's the nigga I be seeing in my sleep. So we triple teamed on him, dropping them motherfucking bees on him. The more I swung, the more blood flew. Then he disappeared, and my boys disappeared too. Then I felt just like a fiend. It wasn't even close to Halloween. It was dark as fuck on the street. My hands were all bloody from punching on the concrete. Goddamn, homie, my mind is playing tricks on me.
Sampling the sample, y'all. Oh, man. It's your old ad boy.
Wow. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. Again, you're listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I know you are enjoying yourself just like I am, because there's a whole lot of international internet radio Hall of Fame broadcasters all in the same place on this WBNN station. But it's not over. The gentlemen that have been working hard for well over 10 years now, I like to call him Hall of Fame four times, but he's known now as the Good Doctor. Well deserved, because music is a form of divine healing, and this young man is a genius at what he does when it comes to being a master of the mix like you're bearing witness to tonight. So with no further ado, I want to reintroduce to some and introduce to others my soul brother, my producer, my CEO, Hall of Fame four times.
My name is Siski.
Okay, Ski.
I'm just a house DJ for all y'all, man. You know what I mean? My name's Ski.
But not just, you know, if you was just like, you know, like many others, then you wouldn't be where you're at now. Okay? So, myself included, to when you found out you was being nominated, and I know this happened a couple of times for you, but a nominee is a nominee. Okay, so take us back to that precise moment, if you will, when you received notification that you was being nominated into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, you know, it happened in 2018, and I was happy about it, you know, especially with the, you know, how the radio network was going. Giving honor, first of all, to our first ever Hall of Famer who passed away. And I can't talk about me, but I'll talk about her. You know, class of 2013, 36 all-time connection records, the standard that, you know, even Andrea Presley had to look up to, the wonderful Darlene Lawrence. Let's talk about that. And, of course, all of our championships, you know, named after her when you hit it nightly. And a moment of silence for Darlene. Okay, now, of course, 2018, you know, I got the nomination. You know, I was proud of it. I didn't get in. 2000 and, you know, 18 and then 19, again, I didn't get in. And I wasn't even nominated in 2020 at all, and I had already three Hall of Famers before you. So it's just like, boom, you know, okay. Nomination for me was very painful because I believe that I earned it. I really believe that I should have been, you know, in the hall, you know, for producer. And, you know, those things, you know, ate at me. And it gave me the fire, you know, to continue to do what I need to do. But then, of course, you know, in July 2019, they started a, you know, a wing in the National Radio Hall of Fame for arts and contributor to sounds and music. And then, you know, surprisingly, I went into the Hall of Fame, you know, as a DJ. And, you know, the work I've done, you know, all the way back, you know, going really into 2014 on, you know, Beverly Nation. And, you know, it was wonderful for them to recognize me in that, you know, that motion. 2019 was very special because I was, you know, recognized for music, probably. And, you know, very special because I went in with, you know, the great Jerry Petito, you know, Hall of Fame enshrining for her, DJ enshrining for me. And that was wonderful. I had, you know, a fire. And I looked at the International Radio Hall of Fame with disdain. How can you have now four Hall of Famers and the producer of those Hall of Famers was not enshrined? So it was an anger in me and a fire in me to continue to do what I need to do to be great on purpose. And, you know, it was what it was. And, you know, A little bit disdainful, Magic Man Haru.
I can comprehend, trust me. Better than most, as you'll hear definitely when I close out the show and offer my input. The night of the enshrinement, sir, take us back to that moment.
Well, it was well-deserved. Again, for me, should have been long ago in my installation because, of course, you know, producers are, you know, installed, not enshrined. And I was happy. It was a sigh of relief. I felt like, wow. And I should tell you guys, you know, the host here, that I wasn't really trusting it. Remember, Hooney? I said, I don't trust this. Until I am, you know, oh, you're going to get there. I don't want to hear that. Until they say I'm in, then I'm not in because of being let down, you know, already three times. You know, 18 and 19 nominated, 2020, not even. And we went through a whole lot in that time, definitely through the pandemic and all that. And I was like, you know what? You know, if I get it, I get it. When I got it, it was a sigh of relief. That night, you know, in installation, I could say that I was really humbled, but I really, really wasn't myself. For the first time, I can say that, you know, in that radio, listeners around the world. I was humbled. I was so glad that, of course, you know, my man, my mellow, Louis H. Devon Jr., talked about my mom and dad. It was big. And so Sylvia L. Blaylock presented me to the hall. And what she said was, there'll be years down the line that you really, really appreciate Beverly Nation. You might not do it now. You know all the tens of millions that call in, okay? But down the road, you'll know that there was a Beverly Nation. Twas was. She said, Twas was a Beverly Nation. Twas was a great hostship. And Twas was an outstanding producer. That really moved me. So when I came on the air, what can I say? I mean, I was more subdued and happy. Achieved what I should have achieved a long time ago, and I enshrined it. And really, to be notable, when I was, you know, enshrined as a lifetime achiever, I went all in. And I said to all the folks out there, you should have put me in 18. You know what I mean? What took you so long? You know, then I became, you know, really my true self. You should have never made me lifetime achiever to this hall. You should have put me in 18.
Yes.
And I said, kiss my whole entire ass. Continue your your question.
Wow. I mean, you know, I'm laughing because I'm reminiscing because I was there on that precise night. And well-deserved, well-honored. And anyone, especially tonight, and this is for the people who haven't heard you get this, from the pre-show, the warm-up, to, you know, when I come on and I do my thing and introduce myself to some, and reintroduce to others. I mean, other DJs in the world can do it, but I have yet to see and hear someone do it the way that you do it. And it comes down, and I always say at the beginning of my broadcasting career, this is key. And I say always listen attentively to what you hear next after I say this is key. This is key. You have a divine gift when it comes to master mixing, sound quality, and being able to play the right tune at the right time for the specific person in attentive listening audience. There's nothing less than shy of a miracle. And
thank you.
There's no one else on this earth like you. I thank you with the heart and soul of me for being my producer, my CEO, and you're going to hear when I come up next to Beth on what it means to me from nominee to enshrinee. So if you will, do
hey,
us
Lee,
the honors, because you, I know some people might call in, and we're going to open up
joint adventures. Listen, we're going to open up joint adventures right now because my Ngozi time, you know, track for you is going to blow your socks off. So let's get these callers on right now, patiently. Caller number one, you're live and direct right now with the master sound therapist, Sonny Bakatoon, and we will aware you, this lifetime achiever.
Well, hi, everybody. It's Ava Holly, and I'm so proud of all of you. It's so great sitting here listening to all of that. I didn't know Miss Presley, but I remember when Jerry had got inducted, because when she was nominated, I think she was fairly new to the show. I think she said she was on about a year. I must have known her slightly before that, because I remember when she was telling me all about it, and she was so excited. And when the voting was happening, she was like, I'll know in a few days, or I'll know tomorrow. Or it was so crazy because I remember going through that journey with her as her being a new friend. And now she's like a sister to me. You know, we've been friends for over 5 years, and it's so amazing. And then following, you know, through on the network with you guys and with Brother O, and, you know, Jerry got me introduced to Brother O which is how I became a host, and I'm only on a little over 2 years, and it's just so special hearing all the stories and hearing all of this. So thank you for that.
My angel Ava, wow. It's always great to hear your tone of voice, and just like Jerry, to be able to see you in person, to be able to experience you in person, your divine energy, the love that you have for yourself, your family, friends, and, you know, just personally, I give thanks, as I like to say, our sustainer, all in all, for being able to meet you in person, for you to be on our great network of WBNN, and you're also putting in great work. I mean, you've been doing it such a long time. So it's only a matter of time for you. I feel within my heart of hearts. Not that you need that, but it is good if you do go from nominee to enshrinee. For some people who may not know you, let We Will Aware, your attentive listening audience, know some more about you and how they can be supportive to you as well.
Well, if they want to listen to the show, I'll be on next week, day before Thanksgiving, and I was discussing with Brother O that we're going to do something fun next week. So I hope you will all tune in on the 22nd before Thanksgiving and join us in a fun Ava's Casual Chat. Yeah, I did a lot of radio when I was in college, and I did, you know, I have a music and theater background. So I did a lot of things in high school and college that related to music and theater. And then as I got older and moved on to different things happening in my life, I just, you know, reimagined everything into, you know, different form of entertainment. And I, too, am an author, and I work with indie authors. And, you know, I think one of my big goals is I'd love to voice a cartoon. So, I'm still searching for that to happen. Yet there's just so many things I still want to accomplish in life. You know, I'm a recent cancer survivor, and I'm just grateful that I'm here to continue to do things. So thank you for letting me share that, Mr. Hooney Bakatoon.
Always loving you with the heart and soul of me. You're definitely a true angel. All right. So next caller, NQ, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, how are you? This is Tiana Speaks. It's wonderful to have so many legends tonight on the show.
I know that's right. We're speaking and listening to one.
Yes. Absolutely. I think you guys are absolutely wonderful, and I'm really proud to be part of this family, you know, and to be able to learn from you guys and to see your progress is absolutely amazing for me as a person who's new on this network. You know, I just really appreciate everything that you guys have contributed before I came and paving the way for me. I think that we really have to take into account people who have come after you guys to say that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all of you to pave the way, even Brother O, even deciding to start this company and give a family. And I will always appreciate that. And I hope that every single one of you continue to do greatness. Every single one of you continue to just, you know, elevate yourselves in the best way possible. And I do. I love you all. I just wanted to say that to you guys. It's just like, I just get so excited when I hear, like, you know, host collaborating, because it's just like, it's like, oh, there's my family. It's like somebody sitting in a living room talking to each other. So I appreciate you for doing the show, and I just want to tell you that. And I love you, honey, because you're so wonderful and so hospitable. I would never forget the day that I met you, because you were so kind to me, and I would never forget the kindness that you displayed. It was just absolutely amazing. And my show will be tomorrow, The Power of Thought, at 9:30 p.m. Please do not miss it. And everyone listening, I love you all, and thank you for all the listeners tuning in to this wonderful show and all of our shows throughout the whole entire month.
Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, the beautiful, the brilliant, Tiana Speaks. Wow. Next calling queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, how are you, Magic Man Haru, Hooney Bakatoon? How are you?
This is Dr. Chinchilla J, WBNN Commissioner. I am enjoying what I've heard thus far of the show, and I didn't get a chance to listen to the beginning because I was in the studio, but got on as soon as I got out and to show my support. And I just want to say, you know, all of you are amazing. You're definitely amazing. Jerry's amazing. Dr. O is amazing. Paris is amazing. And Angela is amazing. And all of the WBNN hosts are absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for what you do every time you have your show, Hooney. Thank you so much. And to all the other hosts, thank you for all of what you do with all of your shows. Every show is unique, and it's great to be a part of such a great network. My next show is on Sunday, every Sunday, 9:30 p.m., right here on WBNN. This Sunday night, we're going to be featuring two new wrongful conviction cases. And we're also going to be giving updates on the war in the Middle East because there are so many things that have now been, like, revealed, what's going on over there. And we're going to also talk about other injustices right here in America. And, again, Hooney, I definitely appreciate you.
Wow. Well, likewise, the brilliant, the beautiful Chinchilla J, our commissioner, and who's also number one when it comes to championships. So once again, I take time to salute and honor you as well. So with no further ado, Hall of Fame four times, it's Ngozi time.
Before I go into Ngozi time, I want to talk about greatness this year, 2023. This young lady, if she's available, if not, going to Ngozi time, you know, hit criteria in the history of our network. Unanimous enshrinee elect, the wonderful, honorable Angela Thomas Smith. And, you know, I love her very much, and nothing she can do about it. Before I go into my Ngozi time, talk to Hooney Bakatoon. And Hooney, ask her the same questions.
Oh, sure. Is this my spiritual daughter?
Yes. It's me.
Wow. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
All right. All right. Now, you was nominated, and so far at this point, you are Hall of Fame elect. So how do you feel? Take us back to that point when you received a call that she was being nominated for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, Brother O had already been kind of getting me ready for it because he had just been telling me how great I was and just pouring into me, just encouraging me and just being who he is. So when he called and told me, really, like, I was happy because I knew that it would make Brother O happy if I got nominated. And the fact that everything that he had been saying, it came true. And I was happy, you know. Never expected anything like this, you know. Hearing him say that, you know, it was just, I'm just here to do a job. I'm just here to do what I have been given the opportunity to do, and that is to be a light, to be a voice, to allow my gift to come forth. And that's all I do. I just come to show up and to do what I have been given the opportunity to do. So I don't do nothing special. I was not looking for none of this. So it is all. I guess I'll really understand and really grasp it. I guess when we have the award show, I really understand that hey, I really did get in because, like, I'm still, like, I still can't believe it. You know, you got to think about this little old country girl that stutters and I just never saw any of this. So I'm elated. That's about it for me, honey.
Wow. What a divine blessing that you are, and trust me, it's well deserved and well earned. Now, like you said, you are about to be enshrined, okay? And I had the honor of being your campaign manager and also with the one who actually speak just before that. Okay, so it's an honor and a divine blessing for me as well. I appreciate you. Before you go, let We Would Aware You know more about your show and your endeavors, if you don't mind, okay?
So my show is called Walking in Purpose with Angela, because I truly believe that everyone has a purpose, no matter where you are. You have a purpose, and my goal is to encourage individuals to walk in their purpose no matter what it looks like, and to understand that nobody's going to drop anything out the sky. If you want something in this life, that you have to go out and you have to go get it. So I'm on, I was on last night. I get the task of being in between two amazing individuals, Jerry Petito and Huni Bakatun. So I was on last night, so I'll be back on in 4 weeks, December the 13th. I am also the visionary behind the Crew podcast, which is podcast that I started in February. I currently have 6 amazing hosts a part of my network. And all of this is possible because Brother O believed in me. Brother O encouraged me. Brother O pushed me, and he showed me that this was possible. So I'm doing the same thing with my crew. You know, I'm letting them know that this is possible, that they can. Even when they didn't think they could, they can. And that's what Brother O do. So that's what I'm following in his footsteps. That's about it. If anybody would like to check me out, you can check me out at www.linktree.com/queenofcollaborations. And Queen of Collaborations is my handle, so you can probably Google Queen of Collaboration, Angela Thomas Smith, and everything that's attached to me will pop up.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Thank you so much, spiritual daughter of mine. And now, with no further ado, it's Ngozi time.
Let's go to the JBs, y'all. And of course, you know, I got something for Brother Huni. I'm not playing with him. The Grizzunt.
The music, it's time to play the lyrics. Some say no to the album, the show. But you, bazooka, the theme. Flavor, a rebel in his own mind. Supporter of my rhymes, designed to scatter a line of suckers. Claim I do crime. They are my time, dig it.
Hey, yo, Chuck, they think we taking shots. Yo, this is Soul Medina, man. Come on, kick it.
Terminator X. The power of my label, Death Jam, tells you who I am. The enemy's public, they really give a damn. Strong Island, where I got a violin. That's the reason they're claiming that I'm violent. Never silent, no dope, getting dumb, nope. Claiming where we get our rhythm from. Number one, we hit you and we give you some. No gun, it's still never on the run. You wanna be an S1, grip a tell you win. And then you come again, you know what time it is. MP's the president, pulling out my ray gun. That's the next one, I could be your slogan. Don't last a minute, soft and smooth, I ain't with it.
Hardcore,
raw bone like a razor. I'm like a laser, I just won't phase ya. Old enough to raise ya, so this will phase ya. Get it right, boy, maybe I will praise ya. Playing a role I got soul to. Voice my opinion with volume.
Funky sound. Nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Yeah. Godfather.
Payback.
Oh, bless.
People, people, gotta get over before we go under.
My master mix for the last part of the night. To my man, Willy Baka, to Zeppelin, to Zeppelin.
I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's biting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains defined, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never said, I'll just press one. And you know that I'm the solo whistle. Eric B, make a clap to this. I don't bug out of chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If you bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. No one rhyming too, cause no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut'll make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Derupting is like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Roxanne. Get a girl and get stalking warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, fire, all kinds of things. I must have got you too hot and burnt off your wings. You call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like a demon on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
You know what? He fell in the spirit, y'all. Willy Baka Tune fell out in the spirit. And what more can I say tonight? Before he goes on here, you know what I mean? Before he comes on here. You know, tomorrow night, we come back on with another legend. Her name is Tiana Speaks. And, of course, the wonderful power of thought. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time or Eastern Standard Time right here. From the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, Beverly Nation is advertised during Ghost of Time Multimedia. And, of course, you know, Instagram, Pinterest, X. And, of course, all the other millennials go to their Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Day Lay, that goes to mind, gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dudley Malay, when he goes to saying good night, good luck to all the folks out there on Force Radio to support us on a constant basis. Now back to the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, the Magic Man Haru himself, Huni Bach Atun.
Wow. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. Thank you so much for tuning in to tonight's show. And I want to first start off by saying thank you so much to my special honored guests in the order in which they spoke. The International Hall of Fame enshrined Terry Strength, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Jerry Petito, and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Andrea Wondedre Presley, and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, the good doctor himself, DJ Olasky. Attentive listening audience, what I wanted to do with this particular show tonight is I wanted to relight that burning fire that used to be in all of us as individuals. Some way or another, and I'm looking at chapter 56 on one hand and chapter 38 on the other. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. This one here is a page from a forthcoming autobiography from former bench warmer to all-star player. Being able to say that I experienced starting life out as a winner, just like you who's listening, whether you're listening to this live or you'll hear it when it's documented and archived. Like I said at the beginning, all of us are winners by virtue of the fact that we existed as a spark of life. And for whatever period of time that we come here, we have certain divine gifts and talents that are uniquely ours. And depending on who your family was, your lineage, your bloodline, your heritage, and the different challenges we all face while we live here. Trust me, I had my share. If you listen to the poem that the great Jerry Petito did for me, she mentioned there was a period of time that I was in a homeless state. I was never homeless, but I was in a homeless state for a period of time. And again, after a while, if you get used to winning and then you get hit with certain blows in this life, sometimes you don't know. You start to kind of question yourself. You start to kind of question your very existence. And I'm saying this for some of you who's listening to, you know, to the show tonight, whether it's live or archived. How it was for me when I received that call from the good doctor himself. He called, and I never forget, I was working outside. I was doing lawn care work at the time. This is the nominee point. And, I actually went back. This is when he wanted to invite me to come on and do broadcasting with his company. And he said these words to me. He said, my mother told me, and may she be blessed beyond measure, because she made a transition in which WBNN, the name of our radio station, our broadcast radio, is actually named after Beverly Nation, right? She, even though she vacated the body, and anyone who have listened to my advancements for well over 6 years, I always said, and some of you who's listening to me for the very first time tonight, make use of your time while you're here, because when your time is up, it doesn't mean that it's over, okay? For some, it's going to be over, but I don't even want to go that route. But some of you who have soul or still have access to soul, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, you can feel what I'm doing my best to convey to you. And I know for a fact that when you vacate the body, you still exist, as in the case of the good doctor's mother, who contacted him to contact me. So anyway, I want to, that when I received that nominee back in 2020, I was going through another transitional point of my life. And even though I was going through the pressures of, you know, the different challenges I was facing, like the average person in America or throughout the rest of the world, we all have our personal challenges, right? So when I received it, I was on the clock at the time. And I was like, wow. Once again, I'm not only being recognized for the great works, for the great intentions that I do my best to share with all others, other people is taking time to tune in and listen. So anyway, speeding it up, going through that incubator stage, that transitional point where we're waiting to see if I'm going to just be a nominee on my very first try, or will I move on into enshrinement? And lo and behold, I give thanks, as I always do, from the people who tune in to We Will Aware You from my opening night, to all the people who cast their votes for me, to all the people who sent their prayers and overwhelming support throughout the years, all the way to the enshrinement. When the seven delegates cast their votes for me, making me a unanimous entry into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, for me to try to express to you how elated I felt then and how elated that I feel tonight to be able to share this moment of time and try to recapture the moment, not just with me, but all of my special honored guests. And I want you to be able to use this as an example on what you can aspire to do, attentive listening audience. You know, just take time to do that, and you'll be surprised, okay? You'll be surprised on what you can do. As always, I give thanks to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and a compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you, we'll return 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.